The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Let's talk about some news. And listeners might remember a few months ago, there was a wave of arrests of high-level criminal and bikie gangs, not just here in WA, but all over the world. This was this Operation Ironside, which involved encrypted apps that were created by the FBI as a Trojan horse to get into some of these illegal operations. It was more like a movie than real life. And now police working in that same operation are preparing to make some more arrests. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah, Ironside was the operation on the back of an app called Anom, and it was marketed to criminals as your ultimate encrypted device where you could talk about all your nefarious deeds and no one would be able to listen to it. Unfortunately for them, the FBI and numerous law enforcement agencies around the world were listening because it was their app and they built it, they designed it, and then they sold it. They actually sold it to the criminals so they could listen to them. Earlier in the year, a massive global operation, really. And yesterday, AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw went before the Senate's committee at Federal Parliament to give the parliamentarians an update of what was happening. Over 300 people charged, 29 lives saved, Commissioner Kershaw said, because they were credible threats to kill on that app that they acted on. Over 5 tons of drugs, $50 million in cash, and they haven't stopped there because they've gone from very, very covert to very, very overt. And Commissioner Kershaw said in Parliament and before the world yesterday, we've got another wave coming up, so don't be surprised if you were using that app that you get a knock on the door very soon. And obviously we know that a bulk of organised crime in this state certainly is done by bikie gangs, and we know the government have, on the one hand, launched the toughest laws ever on bikie gangs, and we're pretty sure that there's this Ironside 2.0 or whatever they're going to call it will be targeting the bikies as well.
And so when do you think we will see some of these arrests being made? Is there any idea of a timeline?
Well, that's an interesting one. I mean, you mentioned it in Parliament before.
It's kind of a weird...
Christina Keneally's question.
Is that the way it's supposed to work?
Well, that's the thing. So they've got, as I say, they've gone from so covert, and now they know that they've broken the back of some of the major organisations, or hopefully in the world, and they were very, very open about parading how they'd done it eventually, and now they seem to want to sort of let the criminals know that, well, you think you might have got away with it, but you haven't. Timeline? Well, who knows? I mean, it could be today, it could be next week. And I wouldn't have thought that they'd be putting that on their social media feeds that will be knocking on your door next Thursday, or you might get a few runners to the border. But now he's said it, I think you'll find that his officers and agents will probably follow up quite quickly.
Yeah, do you think some of his officers on the ground are probably thinking, mate, come on now.
Yeah.
we would have preferred if this was kept commercial in confidence.
I was listening to it yesterday thinking, wow, his agents, I wonder if they knew that were coming, and B, if they knew it was coming so soon. So, the Ironside really did put a dent here. So we've had more than 20 people charged. In one case, $6 million was seized from a house in Girraween, of all places, and that has now been confiscated and put into the state coffers. And one of the chaps that was involved in that particular money got 5 years in prison. And reading the transcript from the court yesterday, he was just literally employed to bundle up the money. Count it, bundle it, pack it, and send it on its way to the big bosses over east. And he got 5 years in prison. So they're not messing about. And obviously, this is big biggies, 5 tons of drugs. And Commissioner Kershaw said in Parliament yesterday, when they were actually rolling out Ironside, so when all the search warrants were done in that short amount of time, he said in real time they had 10 tons of drugs on the water on their way to Australia at that moment.
Wow.
Which he said even took them by surprise because they couldn't believe the scale of it, and they couldn't believe the breadth of it. And they were also quite worried, that showed what the appetite for illicit drugs in Australia still is. I mean, you've had on Tom Percy on the West Live many times talking about the failure of the war on drugs. Well, 10 tons on the way, presumably with a market to sell it to, sort of speaks to that that war on drugs still struggling to make a dent.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like you take a little bit away, but there's still so much more. It's like the iceberg, so much of it under the waterline.
Yeah, well, that's right.